We're in the middle of Simon Reish Yud Tes, discussing Birkas HaGomel. We did Aleph and Beis yesterday. We're up to, hopefully, Gimel Dalet Hey. Gimel is actually very labor dika sif. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Dalet on the Beis quotes Abai. Abai, Omar, Vitzara. This is the context that we discussed yesterday. So in Gemara over there, Birkas HaGomel. Vitzarech la'oduye kame asara. He, tzarich. How would you define tzarich? He needs to thank in front of 10, meaning because the goma has to be in front of 10. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'yiromamu bikal am." You will thank him. You will raise him up. You'll thank Hashem in a kahal am, a congregation of a nation. And that means 10. Then the Gemara goes on to quote Marzucha Amar, who trained Minayu Rabbanan, two of the 10 must be Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because the end of that pasuk says, Shenemar Uva Moshev Zekenim Yalalu, and you will sing his praises in the Moshev Zekenim, in the presence of Zekenim. And Zekenim doesn't just mean old. The Gemara Kedushin Zaken Zeshek Kana Chachma. It means Chachamim. So then the Gemara asks one question, the Gemara asks another question. The second question the Gemara asks is, why don't we say 10 plus 2? We have Bikal Am, and then Uvu Moshe Zekenim. So maybe the aim of Be'asar Shar Amo Trey Rabbanon, maybe it should be 10 plus 2. Gemara says Kasha, doesn't answer the question. So you could understand that the conclusion is you need 10 plus 2. 10 regular Jews and 2 Talmidei Chachamim. Or you can understand that, no, okay, it's a kasha. We didn't answer the kasha, but the original din of Abayi stands, or the original din of, let's say, Marzucha stands, that 2 of the 10 are Talmidei Chachamim, not 10 plus 2. So the Torah quotes Tosus differently than we have in Tosus, and the Torah quotes Tosus saying that since we don't have an answer to the Kasha, so we go L'chumra, and you need both. It sounds like you need 10 plus 2. That's what it sounds like in the Torah's Tosus. Not necessarily in our Tosus, but in the Torah's Tosus. Now it's all Balagan and Girsos, but basically the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, the Maisa, they hold that the whole thing is the Rabbanan, you go the Kula, and you only need 10. Let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech levarech bracha zo bifnei asara. You need to make this bracha in front of 10. Utrei minayu Rabbanan, and 2 of the 10 should be Talmidei Chachamim. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, it's the same parak Kuf Zayin that we discussed yesterday, where you have the Pasuk Yodu Lashem Chazo, Benifa Osav, Livnei Adam. Vinifel also Neodam 4 times, the 4 different people that the Psukim are referring to, Kalachayim Duchasela, we discussed back in Siv Aleph. Great. So the Pasuk here says, Vi Romamu Bikal Am Uva Moshev Zekenim Yahalalu. So you need to have 10, and 2 of the 10 should be Rabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch is going with the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, not like the Torah's Tosfos that says you need 10 plus 2. Now the one making the bracha, the balanes, he counts towards the 10. Now this is not so pasha. Look at the ber heitev ois dalid bifnei asara im balanes. That's halachos ketanis. Let's get down a few words. Aval haranach kasev dibein asara chut mi balanes. So here you have a machlokes haposkim, 10, does it include the balanes or not include the balanes? The Mishaburah is paskining with the balanes. Why does the Mishaburah paskin that way? Look in Shara Tzion on the bottom, Ois Zion. Ken Krasav Behetev B'Shem Poskin. That was the first opinion of the Behetev. The Alpha God that the Behetev brought a dissenting opinion, Shekrasav Daranach Olek. And it happens to be the Mishaburah Achar Be'Zachron V'Arach Ronim that agree with that Ra'anach. It seems it can be Mako. Usmach Ledavar. I'll tell you why. The Kol Din Da Asara Yalfinan. Why do you need 10? Okay, we're going to discuss this. We're going to discuss 10 in a minute. But as of right now, what's the source of the 10? The pasuk says, "Yiromamu Bikal Am." In Cain, let's look at other places where you need a minyan. Kamo gabe birkas chasan and by sheva brachos di alfin and gamkin the chadman the amar b'makelos baruch Hashem from the same word of kahal. You bless Hashem. Teach us you need a minyan. Ayin suvis dav zayin. Va'afil hachi it's mafurish in the Gemara chasan and min a minyan. The chasan counts to the minyan. The kol shekain brachos the kila and kavachomer by our bracha the balanes is going to be counted in the minyan. Why is it kal v'chomer? Our bracha is more meiko. Why is our bracha more meiko? Dilakama poskim misbasa ein amakim klav diavik dilakamin. We're going to see that not everyone holds it even need 10 at all. We'll see why in a minute. V'chei mashik sasmin stivas divir mechaber. Shekasa b'sif zeh. We'll soon see in the mechaber. He brings a raya from the mechaber. I don't know. I'm personally not blown away by his raya, but he brings a raya from the continuation of the mechaber. The mechaber continues to say, v'nogu levarach achar kriyas haTorah. We're going to see this in the mechaber. The minig is to say, Birkas Gom is not kashur to Kriyas HaTorah. The minig evolves to say it by Kriyas HaTorah. V'nei sheyei sham asara. Because you can have asara there. Now, by Kriyas HaTorah, you can have 10 equals 10, right? Including the Baal Kori, including the Baal Ali, including everybody. So it says, v'lo chilek ben sheyei sham asara min tzum tzum alot. Doesn't say that you need an 11th guy if he's benching Gomel. The Alkor Chachi wants to say the Loch Balan Kol Sheyesha Masar. As long as 10, it's good enough. Okay, that's his raya. But basically saying that the whole fact that you need 10 at all is not so pashut. And if you need 10, we have a precedent from Birkas Chasanim, which, according to one opinion, the Gemara has the same source from the word Kahal for 10. And there, the Gemara says Mefurish Chasanim Mina Minyan. Okay, Mishmas Tikkat and Zayin is old. Moshe of Zakenim. Zakain, most of us translate as old. No. Ain't Zakain and Misha Kana Chachma. That's what the Gemara in Kiddush is. Zesha Kana Chachma. The Kasa Magaran, Debaina Hani, the Tanu Elchasa. Okay, then what does it mean? A Tam Chacham. How big of a Tam Chacham is a Tam Chacham? He's someone who understands learning, he teaches Torah, he's a posek, he's holding in everything. That's all discussion there. Should bring down a bunch of different opinions. Okay, look at the Bir Alacha, Dibra Masa, Utrei Minai Rabbanan. I am Prima Gadim Shemagam Gain B'Dibra Yamachaber Shish Medasa Toises Dibin Utrei Rabbanan Levad HaAsar. I am the Prima Gadim who questions the Machaber who leaves out Toses who says that you need 10 plus 2. Right? Our Toses says you need 10 including 2. Now 10 plus 2. Okay, then he goes on. There's a whole Balagan in the Girsa of the Beis Yosef, which Rishonim, okay, not for now. Then he says, skip down a line. By the Rabba, Harif, Kayim, Bishitas, Aramba. The Sri, the Hefik, Metosis. The Rif and the Rambam are against Tosis. Okay, once you have Rif and Rambam against Tosis, so let's move on. The Machab is going to not pass you like Tosis. It's not so posh that Tosis holds like Tosis, because our Tosis doesn't say exactly the way the Torah quotes Tosis. Fine. The question is like this. Why is Tosis, or Torah's Tosis, not right? The Gemara asks, you should need 10 plus 2, Kasha. So Kasha would seem like you knocked out the previous din, and you left for 10 plus 2, like Tosfos says. However, this is a big machlokes Rishonim. There's a Gemara in Brachos, in the fourth parak, there's a Gemara in Babasra. When the Gemara says Kasha, there's a Gemara sometimes says Kasha, and sometimes says Tiyufta. So there's a Rosh, I think it's a Rosh, in Brachos, that says, a kasha is not a tiyufta. A tiyufta means, boom, it's a knockout punch, the amora is out, and whatever we just said stands. This kasha just knocked out everything that was said previously. Kasha means, yes, a good kasha, there's an answer. For some reason, the Gemara decided not to give the answer, but the original din still stands. You asked a good kasha, you know, it's a very good kasha, but your kasha doesn't throw out the din. So the din stands. So he's saying that he's going with Amahalach, with those who shown him, that's what he brings on the Gemara, also says that he's going with those who shown him that a kasha doesn't throw out the din as a tiyufta would, and therefore we're left with 10 including 2 and not 10 plus 2. Then he points to something else. He says on the third to last line of the Bir Alacha, Heicha Matzin B'Kol HaTorah HaTzrich Mispar Yud Beis Anashim. Where did they find that you need 12 people? We have all over the place. You need 10 for this and 10 for that and 10 for that and 10 for this. And there's no single halacha. There's who knows 12, I know 12, 12 of the tribes. But you don't have the requirement for 12 people to be there. And therefore, he says it just makes sense that the two is included in the 10. Fine. What if you don't have, we're paskening that you need 10 and two of them are Talmid Chachamim. Continues the Mechaber. Vim lo shchichi rabbanan, if you don't have Talmid Chachamim, lo yaniach melevarech. You should not refrain from making the bracha. The two Talmid Chachamim is not ma'akiv. Why is it not ma'akiv? So look all the way at the end of the Bir Alacha Dimar Asa Lo Shchichi Rabbanan. Last two lines. Lachain. Afshe Paskinin Debein and Trei Rabbanan. Even though we paskin that you do need Trei Rabbanan Lechatchila. Af Al Pichin Lo Shchichi Rabbanan. If you don't have the two Talmid Chacham Establish Sheinu Ma'akiv. It's not Ma'akiv. Why? Ma'achar Shebahag V'Harif. According to some Girsos in the Rif. Lo Hatiku Klal Mein Rizu. They don't have Marzuch at all that you need two Talmid Chacham. So we paskin that you do need it, but b'diavad it's not ma'akiv because there are some big rishonim that don't have the gears at all and don't have the requirement at all. Okay, so the two rabbanon is preferable. B'diavad it's not ma'akiv. I mean, we don't find nowadays that people are makbid to look for two rabbanon with chlap. That might depend on how we define the word rabbanon b'zaninu. In footnote 15 of Dershu, he brings down for the Master Shekel that you need Ru'uyim Lahoros. I didn't hear what he said. Was it a Jew? What? He says you need Ru'uyim Lahoros, you need Poskim. Okay, those are big people. The average Shul doesn't have two Poskim. Bahag bi v'haprim gadim bi eshem lom de tamei ha-mishnah. To me that means Gemara. What's tamei ha-mishnah? I guess. Why didn't the Prima Gadim say Gemara? I don't know. And then Chasim Sofer should die b'shnayim shemazbirin them at halacha b'mevinim. It's enough that you give halacha shir, they understand the shir, they can't qualify. So based on how you define these two Talmid Chachamim, either every shul, still not every shul has it, but either it's much more common or very rare. Fine. Wow. Speaking to the mic.
Don't touch.
Okay. Look, now how important, okay, so now we'll see how important is the 10, the requirement of 10. Requirement of 2 Talmid Chachamim is preferable, it's not ma'akiv. V'nogu levarech acha kriyas ha-Torah, lefi she'ei sham asara, like we saw in the Shad Tzion. Okay, that's the minyan. Someone asked me today, when the plane lands, instead of clapping, can you get up and say, you have a minyan there of Yeshiva Bachrim, you're at the end of the Zman, can you get up and say, Birkas HaGomel? I said, I don't see any halachic reason why you can't. I mean, the minyan can say it by kriyas ha-Torah, but a big person asked me this question today. I'm like, why are you asking me? I don't know anything. No, you don't need Kriyas HaTorah, just you need a minion. So at the Kriyas HaTorah is the time you have a minion. Let's say you made the bracha with less than 10. Yesha omrim sheyotza, yoyotzi even without 10. Yesha omrim shelo yotza. Usually you have two yeshomrim zalacha kabasra, but here it's a suffix bracha. The told last of the bracha b'fnei asara below askar sheva machus. So if you, some say yotze, some say you're not yotze. The ikar opinion really is that you're not yotze, but suffix bracha. So do it again without sheva machus. Mishaber sivkatan chetz yeshomrim sheyotze. The call ikar asara ena elalim mitzvah. Oh, that's why I asked you before. What does it mean the word about vitzarech? Abaye says vitzarech lo duye bikame asara. And we said, what does the word tzarech mean? Tzarech means needs. So the Torah says the word tzarech means, the word, forget what it means, we know what the word means, but the Torah says the word tzarech implies it's not mandatory. It's a lechatchila. And the Beis Yosef brings others that say, no, tzarech means it's tzarech. You need it. It's ma'akiv. So they're arguing on what are the implications of the word tzarech that Abaye uses in the Gemara to tell us this din. You need to have 10. Does that mean I need it lechatchila? Or you need it and it's mamish ma'akiv. So here the Mechaber brings down both opinions. First, Yesh Yom Sheyotza, Yesh Yom Shelo Yotza. we usually go to batza. You should not make this bracha without a minyan. That opinion holds the kol ikra sar in elul mitzvah. With the feast time yodei she is done lo asara. If you know you're not going to get a minyan, you bar lo asara fi lechatchila. Even without asara lechatchila. Now it sounds like, according to the first opinion, according to the second opinion, you can't do that because you're not yotze. Okay, we'll see lechatchila how long a person should wait for Birkas Hagoma, but here he's saying a person should wait even 30 days in order to get a minyan. You know, he's in communist Russia and he can't get a minyan. And then when you make the bracha again, because you said it without a minyan, it's you should say without shema malchus, because mishabesiv katan tes safig brachos lahakel. Okay, they're discussing what we said. What does tzarech mean? Tzarech means it's li'ikuva or it is not li'ikuva. Good. Now we have another machlokes. When it says you're not yotze, you did because of gomah without a minyan. You're not yotze. What does that mean, you're not yotze? Now you're going to say, bracha levatala? Or not yotze was, do it again, but it's not a bracha levatala. We're not going to go that far. That's also machlokes of poskim. Look at very interesting. Bir alacha, dibar maschal yeshom shalom yotze, third, fourth line. Vidahad, dimidibar yamachza shekel, bereisha simen mashma, diladeya achrona, the one that says lo yotze, imavari below asara, habi bracha levatala. The whole bracha was instituted only with a minyan. Since the mechaber doesn't take a straight stand, if anything, he's leaning towards the lo yotza. You should never make the bracha without asara. Even according to the second opinion, that yotze. You can still praise Hashem even in the form of a bracha, which normally you can't do, but here you can, even without a minyan. We'll see what that means in a Sif Dalib. I forgot to describe it. He's saying the first time you can do an optional Birchas Hagoma without a minyan, and then the second you should do it again, and that's a mandatory one in front of a minyan. Okay, the mice, we don't do that. We don't say Birchas Hagoma without a minyan, period. Okay, but it's interesting, the Machlokes guess when it says Lo Yatza, how far do you take the Lo Yatza? If you're not going to have 10,
over there, is that according to the day that the yatza, so then you should make the bracha.
Yeah, but we're choshish for the second opinion, so we can't make the bracha. Right. But now lo yatza means it's not a bracha levatala, you're just not yotze, so maybe you should. Looks like it. Here. You still could call it a svek sveka, where we usually do not make a bracha on a svek sveka. Except for Sfiras Omer. Except for the exceptions. What? Yeah, in the second opinion of the Mechaber. Okay, Sif Dalid. Okay, Sif Dalid. We're running out of time. Okay, Zigmar Brachos, also Daphne Dalid, reviewed that got sick and he got better. They came to visit him, and they made a Birkas Hagoma on seeing their friend who got better. They said, Baruch Rachmana, thank God, the Yavach Ni'alan that he gave you to us and didn't put you 6 feet under a pile of dirt. Amar Lehu, he said to them, Patartun Yossi Mila Oduyeg, you just patterned me in saying Birkas Hagoma. Fantastic. Gemara says, but Abai says you need 10. There were 10. Now, the Gemara says it's not Ma'akiv. The Gemara didn't say that. Okay. You lo kamoide. How can you say a bracha for me, like Ma'akesha? Gemara says, no, he answered Amen on the bracha. So when I answer Amen on your bracha, that connected me to your bracha. Okay, let's see. The Mechaber is going to bring this down right now. It's a fascinating halacha. Does not appear in basically nowhere else. It's like a unprecedented type of thing. In Birech Acher, if another person made the bracha, va'amar, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, l'kem l'chelam, asher gemalcha kol tov, thank God that he did all good for you, va'an amen, that person answered amen, yatza. V'chein, if he does it like the Nisach HaGemara, imam abrich, rachmana, malka, da'alma, Aramaic, the Yavach Lan Va'an Amen Yatza. Mishmas of Katan Yud says, Midasasam Hamachaber Mashma, that feel Achash in a crow, it's your buddy. Yachol Lavarech HaTovas Chavero. As long as I'm happy that my buddy survived his operation, I can say this bracha on him. V'ayim b'bir halacha. Where's the bir halacha? Okay, we have to wait on the bir halacha for now, because that's on the Rama. I don't know if we're going to have time for the Rama right now. What day is it? Wednesday. Okay. Right there in the machab. And the Mishmur Sivkatun Yud Aleph. He has to answer Amin. V'ilo ana Amin lo yatze. If he doesn't answer Amin, he's not yatze. Umayri sheshama bracha mitchilasa v'atzof. I heard the whole bracha from beginning to end, and he has to answer Amin. And also, he says, v'kivin nami latzes ba. I don't get that. I don't see how that fits into the Gemara at all, but let's see in a minute. The guy has kavana kiyotze the bracha. V'kivin nami latzes ba yidechovas birkas hagomel sheneschayev. He has a mind to pater his obligation of saying birkas hagomel. And he does that yatza. What in the chadchila? Yachal liter atzma v'kach mishbosim katan yibeis. He can do it even the chadchila, as long as there's a sara. Okay. Now the question is here: amen seems to be ma'akev. We learned amen is not ma'akev. You listen to kiddush. You're always supposed to answer amen. You always have to answer amen on any bracha that you hear. A chiyuv, a mitzvah, important answer. If you want to be yotze with the bracha, there's even more of an inyan of answering Amen. But if you did not answer Amen, by Kiddush, by Abdallah, by any bracha, you are still Yotze. My high, all of a sudden, there's a bracha here that if you didn't answer Amen, you're not Yotze. So the Bir Halacha asks this kasha, Dibur Masla Ba'an Amen. I am a Mishabura. V'yaf agad b'chol makom kaimam d'shomea ka'onev avidu b'lo an Amen, even if he didn't answer Amen. He gives three answers. We're running out of time. We're not going to go through all three. Look at the third one. The third one is very interesting. The third one, well, I numbered mine. You don't have numbers in yours. It's like four, five lines down. V'chidushi b'kiva ega kosav tam acher. The hocha lo shay, usually shomea ka'ona. I listen to your kiddush, shomea ka'ona. I said your kiddush. I listen to your Abdallah, I said your Abdallah. You can't say shomea ka'ona over here. Because if I listen to your bracha, okay, the machlokes, Rashi Tosis, how shomea ka'ona works, we're not getting into that. If I said the bracha that you just said, I'm for sure not Yose. If I say, thank God that you were saved. So, if Reuben says to Shimon, thank God you were saved, and Shimon listens, so it's as if Shimon said, thank God that you were saved. So then Shimon didn't thank God that he was saved. So it doesn't work. Shomei Kona means, I said his bracha. If Shimon would say Reuben's bracha, it wouldn't help nothing, because he's not talking about himself. It's, you were saved. That's what Kibbe Ege says, and that seems to be the conclusion of the Bir Halacha. Last three words, Hu Nachon Ma'od. Okay, that's why the Amen here is different than every other Amen. Here it's Ma'akev, because it's not working with Shomei Ka'oneh. It's kind of a different halachic principle, and you need the Amen to connect to that bracha. Look at the Shar HaTzion, Ois, Ches, and Tes. If you don't answer Amen, you're not Yotze. Okay, Shar HaTzion, Kei Mashma, Mi'lishn HaDetur, B'Shem HaRosh, Chei Mucha Baha, Gain Sham. Okay. Okay, Ra'ah disagrees, but he brings down all the poskim and disagree with the Ra'ah. Fine. Mishabu Sharatin Ois Tes. He had Kavana. Avaloba inan shahamavarech yechavin lotzio. I don't need that the Mavarech has Kavana to be Motzi, the one answering Amen. The one answering Amen has to have Kavana to be Yotze with the Bracha. The Rav Chana in our Gemara, okay? Rav Chana lo kivin lahotis Rav Yehuda. He didn't have in mind to pat the Rav Yehuda from a bracha. He didn't even know that he would pat. He didn't even know this halacha. His Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, taught him the halacha. After he did it, Rav Yehuda taught him the halacha. He didn't even know about it. He lo yada klal mitchila shiachol lepacho ad shechidish lo Rav Yehuda. This is making dark for the Raya. Now, I don't see how you could possibly say that Rav Yehuda had Kavana to be Yotze with the Bracha. Because Rav Yehuda didn't know what he was going to say. He starts off saying, Brich Rachmana. He was going to end right there.
There's Amen to it.
No, yeah, but the Mishabura says that you need to have Kavana to be Yotze. Umayish Shema Abracha Mitchilase Bad Sofa, the Kiva Nami Latis Bar. I can't have Kavana afterwards to be able to say retroactively. It means I have Kavana. We're reading the Megillah, everyone have Kavana. After reading the Megillah, everyone should have had Kavana. The Kavana is something you do before, not after. How can you have Kavana? He didn't know what he was going to say, but Chlau. I don't get that. The Kavana is different. Meaning the Tchila Bad Sofa is different than the. He only had the Kavana by the. I don't know. He says, if you don't answer, you're not yotzei. And you have to hear the bracha from the beginning to end. And you have to have kavana, v'kiv enami lot tisbar, yidei chob ez begas agal mashen ez chayiv. It doesn't sound like it. Okay, we have to get back to the Mishmar Sifkatan yet again. Whatever. Tomorrow we'll start, we'll do that with important Ramah, important Bir Halacha, and hopefully we'll start on time tomorrow so we can finish the Siman before the weekend, before Shabbos.